How Policy Loans Actually Work and Why They're Not What You Think by Ryan Richardson, Lightstrats. The money never leaves the policy. You borrow from the carrier using your CV as collateral. The CV keeps earning in the index. Fixed versus participating loan, why it matters. What makes a policy loan an asset instead of a liability is the structure. A properly structured policy loan earns you more interest on average than it costs you. So like a good employee, it pays for itself. Borrow $100,000 at 4% interest while your $100,000 inside keeps earning 7 to 8% in the index account, and you earn the spread. The same dollar keeps compounding while you use it. The worst case the policy ever reaches is the baseline of whole life infinite banking, still positive arbitrage over time, but the best case is significantly better. That spread is the entire Banklight idea. If you've been researching IUL policy loans and walking away more confused than when you started, you're not alone. Here's the short answer. When you take a loan from an indexed universal life insurance policy, the money never actually leaves your account. You borrow from the carrier. Your cash value stays in the index, keeps earning, and the loan comes from the insurance company's general fund using your balance as collateral. $2 working at once. Most people assume that borrowing against a life insurance policy works like pulling money out of a savings account. You take it out, it stops earning. That assumption is exactly why so many people dismiss these policies without understanding what they're actually looking at. The money never leaves. Think about a home equity line of credit. The bank gives you cash. Your house stays in your name, still appreciates, still earns equity. You didn't sell the house to access capital. A policy loan works the same way. You call the carrier and request a loan. They send you money from their own general fund. Your cash value stays inside the policy, collateralized but untouched. If your index credits 8% that year, your full account value earns that 8%, including the portion backing the loan. The loan costs you an interest rate on the outstanding balance, typically 4 to 5% annually on a participating loan. The math on that spread is the whole game. That's what people call double dipping. Your money earns in the index, and the borrowed money goes to work somewhere else. Real estate, a business, a deal. $1 doing two jobs at the same time. Fixed loan versus participating loan. The type matters more than the rate. This is where it gets interesting and where most explanations fall apart. A fixed loan charges you a set interest rate and credits your cash value at a different, often lower set rate. The spread can go against you. Some policies charge 5% on the loan and only credit 4% to the collateralized portion. That's negative arbitrage. You're losing ground. A participating loan is different. The collateralized portion of your cash value continues to participate in the index strategy the same way it would without a loan at all. So you're paying 4 to 5% on the loan and historically earning 6 to 8% on that same segment. The loan turns into an asset instead of a liability. This is also why Banklight uses a max-funded IUL instead of whole life. With whole life, policy loans carry negative arbitrage. You borrow at 5%, your dividend earns around 3 to 4%. You're paying to access your own money, and the carrier expects you to pay it back. In Banklight, the participating loan is structured to earn more than it costs on average. You don't have to pay it back. You just keep putting new dollars in. Learn more about how infinite banking compares to this approach and why the engine underneath matters. Why structure determines everything. Here's the thing. None of this works if the policy is built wrong. The IRS has strict rules about how much premium you can put into a life insurance policy relative to its death benefit before it loses its tax advantages. This is called the Modified Endowment Contract Limit, or MEC limit. A properly structured IUL is funded right up to that regulatory line, as much premium as legally allowed, with the minimum death benefit required to stay below MEC status. That's what max funded, minimum death benefit means. A policy built that way maximizes cash value from day one. A policy built to generate commission maximizes death benefit instead, which suppresses cash value growth and limits how much you can borrow against. Same product, completely different outcome. At least 95% of IUL policies sold never reach the potential you're hearing about, because they were structured for the agent's paycheck, not your cash value. The loan mechanics only work as well as the foundation they're built on. What to look for before you sign? Use this as a basic filter before committing to any IUL. Is the death benefit set to the legal minimum, or is it inflated? Does the policy offer a participating loan option? What is the carrier's history with cap rates and loan rate adjustments over time? Is the policy funded at or near the MEC limit from day one? Has your agent shown you both a properly structured and a target premium illustration side by side? If your agent can't answer questions 1 through 5 without hesitation, that's one of the clearest IUL agent red flags you'll encounter. Frequently asked questions. What is an IUL policy loan and how does it work? An IUL policy loan is money you borrow from the insurance carrier using your cash value as collateral. Your cash value never moves. It stays in the index and keeps earning. The carrier lends you money from their general fund. You pay interest on the outstanding loan balance, typically 4 to 5% annually on a participating loan structure. Does my cash value stop earning when I take a loan? With a participating loan, no. The cash value collateralizing the loan continues to participate in the index. If the index credits 7% that year, your full account value earns 7%, including the portion backing the loan. With a fixed loan, the collateralized portion earns a lower declared rate, which can create negative arbitrage. What is the difference between a fixed loan and a participating loan? A fixed loan charges interest and credits the collateralized cash value at separate set rates, which can work against you. A participating loan lets that cash value keep earning in the index while the loan is outstanding. The spread between earning 6 to 8% and paying 4 to 5% is what creates positive arbitrage. Are IULs a scam or are the criticisms valid? Some criticisms are completely valid for policies that were structured wrong by agents chasing commission. A policy built with inflated death benefit and minimal funding will underperform every projection. That's a structure problem, not a product problem. A max-funded, minimum death benefit IUL with a participating loan operates very differently. How is a max-funded IUL different from a standard one? A max-funded IUL is loaded with as much premium as the IRS allows relative to its death benefit, keeping the policy just below modified endowment contract status. This maximizes cash value from the start and keeps the policy's tax advantages intact. Most policies sold are not structured this way, which is why most IUL results disappoint. If you want to see how these loan mechanics play out with your actual numbers, that's what the strategy call is for. Book 1, and we'll walk through it together. This has been a Light Strats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.